dog to be watching all
the time. It's very tough, you know, especially when the, you know, the results aren't what we want them to be. And, you know, you need everybody to be able to pull things out, and not being able to help the guys out has been real hard.
Doc, do you want to get back on the field, see how you feel and with thoughts about next year?
No, I just want to play football. I mean, you know, next year will take care of itself when next year comes. My job is to come here, prepare to win a football game, and to go out and play football, which I love to do. So that's my thought process.
Because Champ Bailey was saying that since you really didn't play all that much, you didn't play a full season this year, that this really doesn't count. So this is like a wash that you have next year.
Yeah, it is. It's a wash. It's a wash. I wish we could look at it like that. But it's been a tough one all around, you know. A lot of things, different things that have happened. And, you know, but the bottom line is this is the profession that I've been blessed to play in. You know, I will never take that for granted.
But when you had the nagging injuries, does that cause to take you, is it pause for concern?
No.
Going forward?
No, it's different. It's, you know, these are injuries that happen in football, period. You know, getting caught on the pile and getting rolled up. Those are, I don't care where you are in your career, those things happen. And so, you know, that won't hinder me.
Your plan is to come back next year?
Oh, Lord's willing, that's my plan. I plan on being right here and being a Denver Bronco.
Doc, with all that's gone on here, can you understand how the play's a little disconcerting? There was a coach here, he's gone, and nobody knows what the future is. How does that enter your thinking?
Well, I mean, obviously, as a person, you're going to think about different things. But the bottom line is that my job is to do one thing. There's a couple of things, but it all winds up playing football on Sundays and making sure that I put my best effort forward in order to have that happen. And then everything else would take care of itself. I can't worry about tomorrow. We can't worry about the future. All we can take care of is today. And today, obviously, is a day that we have to go out and practice today and do something that, you know, a lot of people that are watching this interview right now would love to do for a living. So, like I said, I try my best never to take those things for granted.
What's the biggest factor when you're thinking about next year, coming back next year? Is it your health? Is it your passion for the game? Is it all those things?
I'm not thinking about that. I guess you guys are thinking about it more. I'm not thinking about that. I know what I want to do next year. So that's not even a thought process.
Coming back then?
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay.
What has your impressions of Tim Tebow been, how he's played, how he's doing?
Well, I mean, I've obviously seen him work, and the thing that he's trying to do giving us a look on the look side of things. He's always trying to work on his game on that side. When he wasn't in the game starting, but now he's in there, you can see that he has the things obviously he needs to work on. He knows that. But at the end of the day, the guy goes out and gives you everything that he has. You know that. He gives you everything that he has. He's going to, if he has to run and duck his head on somebody, he'll do that. If he's trying to fit the ball in tight spaces, he's going to do that, and he's going to be enthusiastic about it. And those are things, as a player, you love to see.
Obviously, you're really focused on these last two games. With the way the season has gone, what does it mean to you to have a chance to go out here and play two more games and finish the season strong?
Well, I mean, first of all, to go on, I guess, without saying, it's my job, first of all, that I'm supposed to do this, regardless of the record or wins and losses. My job is to do one thing, is prepare my body, prepare my mind for the game ahead, period. So, and on top of that, I love to play this game. I love to do what I do. And so, regardless of the record, once we're between those lines, I'm going to be playing my behind off for these guys.
When did you get that knee rolled up on? What was that, early in the game? Was that is that how you hurt the knee, when you got rolled up in the pile?
Mm-hmm.
Was that was, okay, was that was, sorry.
The Rams.
Rams. Yeah. Black in there.
No problem. All right.
Doctors, how excited are you to be back out there? I mean, Wink's happy to have you back.
Very excited. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's like I kind of mentioned earlier, just sitting back having to watch my guys out there, you know, going through what they're going through and not being in it with them. It's a tough, tough pill to swallow. And so being out there with them again is a relief for me, tremendous relief.
And you've gotten this question, I'm sure, over the years and maybe even earlier today, but with the way the season's gone, does that make you even hungrier to come back next year and finish off, you know, have a full, healthy year before you decide whether or not it's your last year?
Once again, you guys are thinking about this more than I am, the last year stuff. I'm thinking about coming back being a Denver Bronco, and whatever happens after that. That's what I'm thinking about.
Talk about Champ is coming pretty strong on Wink. And, you know,
it's difficult when you look statistically to make a case, but you guys are with him every day. Why does he deserve to be back?
I mean, what some of the things that has happened on the game, on the field, has been a result of mental mistakes by us. It has nothing to do with Wink and his play calling. And he's a guy that you believe in when he tells us specific things on, you know, going into the game. A lot of times those things show up. It's up to us to make sure that we cut back on the mental mistakes, but we didn't do a good job of defensively this year. We let way too many mental mistakes this year.